There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
The Dubai Boat Show sets sail today. In the studio to discuss what's happening and what the new venue means for our maritime industry, we have Erwin Bamp, CEO of Golfcraft.
Good morning, Brandy.
Oh, you're like the first daffodils of spring, Erwin. You come in and we know that the boat show is upon us. But there's a difference this year. This is the first boat show that's going to be held on the new Dubai Canal. What kind of difference is that going to make to the event?
Well, it means that there's a growth to the marine industry as a whole in Dubai. We are very happy to see that as a clear sign of new marinas, new berthing facilities. And I hope people come to check out the new venue and see what's on display this year.
Will it make any difference, though, to how the boat show itself runs? Where and how the boats are kept? What other kind of water sports are able to be done? What does it mean?
Well, there's a lot of promise in the air today. There's this tie-up with Nikki Beach to provide some entertainment along the waterside there. There is a lot of boats on display in the new marina, and I believe they are also happy with the expanded space on land, allowing for a lot more stand space within the tents, so people will be able to browse through all the accessories and also all the services on offer.
What do you think is going to characterize it this year? We've been talking a lot about what's happening in Barcelona with the big mobile phone show that's going on. It's all about a headphone jack. So if you were to take one trend that's going to characterize this year's boat show, what would it be?
Difficult one. I think also us offering a very wide range of products, we're trying to make sure people in general have no excuse left not to go onto the water. So whether they have a small budget or big pockets and want to have ultimate luxury, we can offer both, and just hoping that people will come from abroad as well as from the region here to enjoy water sports.
I remember we've had you on the show virtually every year since we started doing the show about 12, 13 years ago.
Indeed.
And I remember when we started talking, you were making boats that we referred to in feet, like 15 feet, 20 feet, 25 feet. They've got bigger and bigger, and suddenly we've converted to meters, and you know, we're now talking about 50, 60, 70 meter long boats, much, much bigger craft as well. How expensive is it to keep boats now? Because in the early days, there was a shortage of berthing around town, and marina problem costs were a big problem for you. What about the cost nowadays? Has the cost of keeping your boat somewhere in Dubai gone down over the years?
In general, I think if you can afford a car, you can afford a boat. And the question is whether you really want to go yachting internationally, whether you want to do boating. So the cost is not the prohibitive part. In the past, we had problems with berthing. There was not enough space to keep boats. There's no longer that concern. I think the key issue today is to make boating even more intuitive, even more easily accessible to people, not just in terms of matter of cost, but licensing, registration. And we're working with the authorities and with our private partners in the industry to make sure that whether people want to own or rent, there's a lot of possibilities for people to go out onto the water.
But can you, though? I mean, I was in Australia over Christmas, and I was struck by how normal in Australia it is to have a small boat so that you can go out fishing. It's a really surprisingly cheap thing to do. You've mentioned registration here. Malx was talking about berthing. Obviously, I can't just moor up a boat anywhere I feel like it on a bit of water. What is the actual cost of keeping a small boat here?
It's difficult to express in dirhams at the moment. But I've seen that both for tourists as well as residents here, the accessibility of just going onto the water and owning a boat is getting increasingly easy. And we think that water on water living and waterfront living is such an essential part of the way Dubai functions, and it's at the core of its urbanization, that it is, of course, a matter for all people concerned to make it even easier and accessible, more accessible over the years.
I suppose if you look at boat purchases as an economic barometer, then the people who can afford the big boats will probably afford to be able to live near the waterfront. On one hand, I see that boating is not particularly cheap because you have to license the boat. You have to buy a license if you want to go fishing, for instance, offshore. And yet, on the other hand, I think that when you first started coming on the show 12 years ago, Dubai was a flat coastline.
Yes.
Now we've got bits sticking out of it all over the place. We've got whirls, we've got palms, we've got canals that go all the way around. There's a lot more things to go and do if you have a little boat here. Are you selling Dubai more as a boating destination now?
Yes, we are. I think the key thing is indeed, what are the fun things to do with a boat? What are the destinations you can go to? And that's increasingly the case, that you basically have a connectivity of marinas and places to go to. There are new waterfront restaurants being developed that you can actually almost valet park with your boat to. With the Dubai Canal opening up, it's been clear that people are trying to make sure that essentially boating and waterfront living is at the core of urbanization here.
Every company that I think that we've had in or spoken about recently is busy touting their environmental credentials to us, with everything from coffee shops to hotels. What's yachting doing to become greener?
Well, we're working on two fronts. One is the materials itself that we apply in the yachts. The other one is how we promote jointly with the owners and the stakeholders in the industry to keep the oceans clean and to work on waterfront cleaning as well. So we are involved in a number of initiatives, including the WWF, trying to create awareness, because we understand very well you cannot enjoy boating unless the waters that you are cruising in are also enjoyable.
Somebody takes it in a really interesting question, because we've talked on the show about millennials not wanting to necessarily own their own car. They're happy sharing cars, not necessarily owning their own property. Somebody says, when will we see bit boats in Dubai? An ideal candidate for the sharing economy, joint ventures between people to buy a boat. Are you seeing that more amongst the younger generation?
Well, we are not only active in Dubai, of course, we are active globally, and we see a whole variety of new ownership models coming up. And that's also why the questions regarding how much does it cost to own a boat are not really relevant, because there are so many different ways to enjoy boating out there, whether it's renting it for an afternoon with friends, or co-owning it, or basically being a single owner of some of these yachts.
Somebody else has texted in, what's the average price of owning a boat and other costs? I suppose, really, if you're looking at, say, a, I don't know, what, 7-8 meter small speedboat sort of thing, how much would that be to buy?
On those, you'll see your budget being below the 100,000-150,000 dirham mark. So.
And then you've got to put engines on it, which will be another one.
Well, that's included for that. Yeah.
Okay. Does the boating industry have an Elon Musk Tesla equivalent? I'm having a look at electronic boats, electric boats and solar boats, and they've been around for much longer than I would have thought, but very, very much as a niche product, or as a sort of a one-off for around the world tour. Do you have an Elon Musk that's looking to shake the industry up?
Well, we have ourselves efforts in terms of going electrical and electrical drives. It is, in the boating industry, always with a little bit of a delay we introduce technology, because first and foremost we need to focus on reliability, redundancy. You're at the mercy of the nature's elements, so we want to make sure that every technology we apply is proven. And you'll see that coming soon.
The guys down at DOSC would say, we've already got the answer to that. It's called a sailing boat.
Yes, indeed.
This is very true. But bringing it into, I mean, how feasible is something like solar power for a super yacht, for a giga yacht?
Well, if you have enough flat surface to apply the solar power panels to, then you can power a lot of it on board already in terms of your lighting and number of the equipments that you're utilizing. But so far, the energy generated by solar panels applied on yachts has not been sufficient to run all the equipment on board.
I've said giga yacht because that seems to be the new term for mega yacht now. Mega is not enough. Is what counts as a super yacht? I saw you've got an 86-meter boat that's coming to the show. Is it changing? Is the bar raising for what counts as mega or giga?
Well, the terminology in the sector is applied in a way that mega yachts are those that are plus 50 meter in overall length, and giga yachts are those plus 100 meter, where we tend to shift those boundaries gradually. And of course, we were never into mega yachts until 2 years ago.
These are the sort of Russian oligarch type boats, the Roman Abramoviches of the world.
They used to be. Now we see that they're widely distributed. We see people from all over the world stepping into ever larger yachts.
Who are the new Roman Roman Abramoviches? Where are they coming from?
You see people out of mature boating markets in the European and American marinas moving up in size, but you also see people in new markets like
China?
Asia, yes, coming up and stepping into ever larger vessels.
Younger people?
Yeah. people who start enjoying yachting as an enjoyable way to spend money and spend leisure time.
Owen Bemp, CEO of Golfcraft, speaking to us on the first day of the Dubai Boat Show. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.